Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
To Israel next, where unrest continued overnight as Hamas launched rockets at Tel Aviv towards Jerusalem after Israeli airstrikes yesterday killed a senior Hamas commander in Gaza. The escalation, which began on Monday, has seen towns with mixed Jewish and Arab populations struck by some of the worst street violence that Israel has seen in many years. And with the latest, I'm joined on the line by the BBC's diplomatic correspondent, Paul Adams. Paul, thank you very much for joining us. I understand you arrived in Tel Aviv last night. You were lucky to get in because those flights arriving at Ben Gurion Airport were diverted.
Yeah, some flights have indeed been diverted since we arrived, with flights now being sent down to Eilat, down in the south of the country. This may be a temporary precaution or it may be something longer, but I think it reflects the continuing anxiety among Israeli officials of the vulnerability of Ben Gurion Airport. It should be pointed out that actually flights are continuing to depart from there. They're just not being allowed to land.
So can you give me your assessment then of what you have heard and seen since you've arrived there?
Well, you've got two things going on. You've got an ongoing conflict across the border with Hamas still firing dozens, sometimes hundreds of rockets into Israel, sometimes quite deep into Israel. One yesterday, I think, flew as far as 100 kilometres north of Tel Aviv. Not for the most part causing a great deal of damage, but causing some and causing some fatalities too. And then, of course, Israel launching waves of airstrikes into the Gaza Strip, which are pretty devastating. They say that they are targeting Hamas offices and Hamas's military infrastructure. But inevitably, Gaza being the kind of place that it is, there is a mounting civilian death toll there too. But at the same time as all that, we've had the added phenomenon of violence, intercommunal violence between Jews and Arabs on the streets of Israel, inspired to a certain degree by what has been going on between Israel and the Palestinians. And this really threatens to undo the sort of delicate, fragile fabric of Israeli society, where you have a Jewish state with a very substantial Arab minority who often feel disenchanted and in some cases feel like third-class citizens, even though they enjoy many of the same rights, and who at this particular moment in time feel a very strong desire to express solidarity with their Palestinian brothers. And that is creating altogether a very dangerous set of dynamics.
And then you have that statement by the Prime Minister Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, last night saying that he was going to send in military forces to help police maintain order in the cities, as you described, where that street violence is happening. And of course, there are those who will see that as oppression by Israeli forces.
Yeah, I would be surprised if he does that unless the situation escalates beyond where it has already. And in fact, some Israeli ministers have said that they are not intending to do that. Mr. Netanyahu, who said also that it was utterly unthinkable for Jewish mobs to lynch Arabs or Arab mobs to lynch Jews, he's a man who has stood accused in the past, particularly around election periods, of stoking violence, precisely the kind of violence that we're seeing at the moment. So he has a somewhat checkered history when it comes to intercommunal relations in Israel. But I think he, along with everyone else, including the president and all the sort of security elements in Israel, recognize that something very, very dangerous is going on the streets of this country, and it needs to be brought under control before the whole place simply unravels.
And today marks the end of Ramadan. There was some hope that this would lead to some sort of truce or provide a moment for people to step back. What have you seen today around that?
Well, we did see tens of thousands of Palestinians arriving in the Old City of Jerusalem and converging on the Al-Aqsa compound, which has been the scene of such a lot of violence in recent days, and are holding prayers entirely peacefully. So that's a good sign, but it may only be a blip. Yes, you're right. There was a feeling that perhaps the end of Ramadan could remove one of the sources of tension, part of this whole cycle was generated by what was regarded as heavy-handed Israeli policing during the month of Ramadan. Now that that's over, who knows, maybe that one sort of aggravating factor has been removed. And into that situation, we are seeing a degree of diplomacy beginning to emerge with the American President Joe Biden sending an envoy here, we think, later today. Lots of activity behind the scenes involving Egypt and Qatar and other players who often do get involved at times like this to try and engineer ceasefires between Hamas and Israel. Whether any of that will bear fruit, we don't yet know. But it's clear that there is a sense around the world that this is a situation that needs to be grasped and grasped quickly.
The US President Joe Biden appeared to be optimistic when he commented after his call with the Prime Minister Netanyahu last night. Do we know why? Was there any particular reason why he might be optimistic that this will settle?
No, I have to say we're entirely in the dark about that. You know, maybe he does know something we don't. Maybe Prime Minister Netanyahu told him that this operation is about to end. We haven't been told that, and all the signs are that the Israeli military is at least saying that they have a lot more business to conduct in Gaza. They want to destroy and degrade as much of Hamas's political and military operation as they can in the time available to them before the pressure becomes too great. And what has happened in the past is that pressure usually is as a result of hundreds and hundreds of people being killed, as we saw back in 2014. I'm sure that Joe Biden wants to avoid a situation where we get to that kind of level of destruction before everyone calls it off.
Paul, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Paul Adams, there, BBC diplomatic correspondent, joining us on the phone from Tel Aviv. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.